back to the poor widow. What does she teach us? She teaches us that it is not the absolute amount of money or hours of service that we give that matters, but the spirit of generosity with which we give. A financially well-off person can give more in quantity than a poorer person to the parish collection or to the diocesan appeal. A retired person may have more time to give to good works, while a married man or woman working full-time and raising a family may only have a limited amount of time for such service. But each can give treasure or time in proportion to what he or she has available. When I was a boy, there used to be a telethon on Labor Day on national television to raise funds to combat a serious disease. And they always had a celebrity to host this hours-long telethon. And the celebrity, gifts would pour in, they had telephone lines, gifts would pour in from around the country. And the host would read off the amounts that were coming in, $1,000 from this family, $50,000 from a business, and so on. Well, one year, someone sent in a very small amount. It was like $3.50, something like that. And the celebrity host made fun of it and said, "You mean that's all you could give to help us overcome this disease?" He was rightly criticized, because what had happened was a child who had been selling lemonade sent in everything he made. The child had given all he made. The host was only looking at the amount. Well, thank God the Lord reads our hearts, not our wallets.